This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, for his visionary statesmanship, championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. In a ceremony at Guyana State House today, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, President of Guyana, conferred this award upon the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas, including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memoranda of Understanding MOUs were signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi scheme, cultural exchange program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana, and cooperation and collaboration in the fields of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and the National Communications Network, Guyana. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown last evening. Prime Minister Modi reached Guyana yesterday on a three-day visit to the country. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. He said both the countries are unanimous that reform of global institutions is the need of the hour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. In his opening remarks at second India CARICOM summit in Georgetown, Guyana last night, Mr. Modi said this summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind has had to face some huge hardships. He said it has severely affected the nations of Global South. The Prime Minister co-chaired the second India CARICOM summit along with Prime Minister of Grenada Dickon Mitchell, the current chair of CARICOM. After a grand opening ceremony yesterday, the formal day one of the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to feature an array of screenings and events throughout the day. Over 40 films across various genres will be screened today. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized IFFI's role as a milestone in India's film industry. He also expressed hope that the festival would inspire collaborations and nurture young talent. Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan focused on IFFI's Creative Minds of Tomorrow initiative, where 100 young creative individuals will have the opportunity to be mentored by film stalwarts. Mr. Murugan also informed that the single window system of film facilitation started by INB Ministry has made obtaining clearances for film shooting easier. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati has launched an OTT platform, Waves. It was unveiled yesterday at the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa. Waves, while catering to the growing demand for digital streaming services, aims to revive nostalgia while embracing modern digital trends. Waves features timeless shows like Ramayana, Mahabharata, Shaktiman and Hum Log. The platform will connect audiences with India's cultural and emotional heritage. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that the board exam for classes 10th and 12th will begin from 15th of February 2025. The board announced that the class 10 exam will conclude on 18th of March and class 12th exam will end on 4th of April. CBSE said that it ensured that there is sufficient gap between examinations of subjects that are generally offered by the same student. In hockey, India have clinched the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar last evening. In a thrilling finale, the Indian women's hockey team defeated China, a 1-0 victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.